The Home Center competitions at the Hamilton County Fair will be a bit different this year, with some new categories to look forward to. I'm speaking with Maureen Davis, Programming Specialist with Hamilton County Parks and Recreation, about how to enter your own handmade goods into the competition. The Hamilton County Fair is September 26th and 27th, so there's still plenty of time to prepare your entries for the Home Center competitions. Maureen, what is different this year?
This is our 26th year. We're excited because, again, we'll be doing the county fair in September on that last full weekend. We are going to revamp some of the home-centered competitions, as well as what has traditionally been called the flower show is now going to be called the horticultural and flower show. We're going to be changing some categories. We're going to be adding a couple things, changing some things around. Last few years, we have really seen a resurgence in the interest in canning. So canning is going to be back again this year in the county fair. We're also changing around the way the building is actually physically set up. In the past, we've kind of had one section that was for adults and one section was for youth. This year, that's all going to flow differently, and the kids' quilts will be right next to the adults' quilts so that you will be able to see, you know, what youth can do and then what you can do as an adult. And we just want to encourage the youth to feel as important as everybody else in the building. So I think the flow of the building is going to be different. Overall, I think the fair is going to flow really nicely with our home centered and our horticulture and flower show this year.
Anything you enter has to have been made, or in the case of the horticulture, grown within the 12 months after the last county fair.
Correct. So anything after the end of September of last year to September of this year, you are eligible to enter.
It has to be something you yourself made. You can't go out and buy a jar of salsa and enter that.
Exactly. Yeah, you have to have made it personally yourself. Of course, now we do get in things like with our woodworking, you know, that you can go buy a kit as long as you put it together yourself. You can't make Legos. So, of course, with Legos, and that is one thing that's changed for this year, Legos has gone back to youth-only entries. So that is a change here. Another change, and I think it's a great change, is we are also going to be recognizing our best of the best this year. We're going to be doing a best of show category for every category and every lot for every age group. So everybody who wins first place in crafts will be considered for the best of show.
Let's take a look at some of the categories. Now, you are limited to one entry per class.
Right. You can enter one thing in every category that we have in Home Centered. You don't have to, but you can. And there are some people who really do try to enter every single category.
Some of the categories include basketry, ceramics, pottery, woodworking. You have dolls. You have the Lego builds, which are for youth only this year. And it's limited, a 3x3 display. Right. So there are limitations. And one of the things you need to be very careful of when you go online to the website is to read the rules very carefully, not only for the class that you'll be entering, but also the general rules.
Right, because there are specifics that you're going to find in the rule sheet that are not necessarily on that online form. Things like when you enter some clothing we wanted on a hangable hanger, when you enter anything that's a art type thing, a painting or a drawing or anything, it has to be in a hangable frame. In other words, you can't just bring your six-year-old's drawing on a piece of paper and enter it. We have to have it in a framework so that we can hang it and display it properly. And things like that that are on the rule sheet. What time and what day? We always have somebody who comes in on Friday thinking that they're going to be able to enter, and all of our entries that we accept for Home Center are always on Thursdays. The flower show or the horticulture show this year is on Friday, but the Home Center has always been on Thursday afternoon. We do stress that even if you are doing the online form, first thing you need to do is go and look at the rules.
When it comes to the baked goods, there'll be pies and cakes and cornbread and all sorts of fun things. When the judges judge that, do they actually taste it?
Not only do they taste it, they are sick by the end of the night. They always tease me. This is the worst, best thing they do all year. Yes, they absolutely, except for in the decorated cake categories where we're looking at the design itself. And that actually doesn't even have to be on physical cake. It can be on what's called a cake form. So if you're doing a decorated cake, you do not have to physically make cake. But with everything else, absolutely, they do taste it. One of the things that we do have now is you can use bring us part of the cake or part of the bread or four of the items if it's candies or cookies or something like that. So you can make a whole batch and keep part of it at home and then bring the rest of it to us. And, of course, we do have the very specific about what kind of containers you can bring it in because we do want it to be clear and sealable. We really encourage those bakery-style plastic containers that you can get, you know, if you're going and buying something at the bakery that month, you know, keep that package and recycle that and use that for your fair entries. It's great because we can display it better that way. Or a Ziploc bag works.
The canning is returning, and it's growing in popularity. Mm-hmm. It's coming back in a very big way. But they're not going to be eating the goods in the cans.
Right. You can't. The USDA does not actually allow us because of the way things are processed in canning. There's judges who are trained to make sure that the canning has been processed correctly, that there's enough head space, that the color is correct. And those are all the things that they're looking at when they look at it. And they will open your lid, look inside to make sure it's sealed properly. There are some great classes that the Ag Extension offers where people can go and learn how to do that.
June Pewitt teaches canning with the Hamilton County Extension Office, part of the University of Tennessee's Agricultural Education Branch. When it comes to canning, what's some of the most important things you need to know?
Well, first of all, make sure you have the right equipment for the right product. There's been some major changes over the years, and if you're using Granny's recipe, it's probably not a good idea. You probably need to make sure you have some up-to-date research-based information.
When you can, fruits, vegetables, your grandmother's salsa recipe, or whatever you're going to can, what happens if you don't do it right?
The worst case scenario, it doesn't happen very often, but you can actually die from botulism. You can get sick. Botulism can cause paralysis, blindness. It's very, very nasty. So never taste a product that you think may look funny or smell funny. One taste of botulism can be deadly.
With canning returning to the Hamilton County Fair, if you don't know how to can and you want to make sure you do it right, when are you offering classes?
We've had about 8 classes already this year. We have 4 more planned. We have 2 planned on August 4th from 10 o'clock till 12 o'clock, or you can come to 6 o'clock to 8 o'clock. And then we'll repeat that same schedule on August 18th.
2 more days then that you can go through training
right.
And still can in time for the fair.
Absolutely. And it's a 4-hour class. It's an overview. We don't have time or space for hands-on, but it gives people the basics and they go home with a big, nice packet of all the latest research. We do some sampling. Even if people don't want to get out the pressure canner or boiling water bath, we've got some cool products that you can make, like freezer jams and freezer salsas that are delicious. And people in our classes can't believe they've been in the freezer for almost a year.
According to Maureen Davis with Hamilton County, the people who will be judging the canning at the Hamilton County Fair will not be opening those jars and tasting anything. So how can you tell if something's canned properly without ever even smelling what's inside?
We don't want to subject people to poorly canned foods. That just would not be in our best interest. And we want our judges to come back, too. So you do look at things to see if it's properly sealed, if it has the right type of jar, the 2-piece metal ring lid and screw band. Also, the jars themselves should say the word Mason on them. Mason is not a brand. It's a type of jar. And make sure there aren't any cracks or anything in the jar, of course. Also, you're going to know if a food's properly canned because it's not going to look fresh like something commercially prepared. For instance, you have to pressure can tomatoes a really long time, or you can water bath tomatoes, either one. Some of the types of tomatoes, depending on the method, whether they're whole or halves or crushed, you have to process them 85 minutes in a boiling water bath. So they're not going to be pretty and firm and plump and look like you just picked them.
What's the best advice you can give to someone who is thinking about canning but not sure they're going to?
Start out small and something simple. Don't go out and buy a lot of expensive equipment that are just going to sit around and collect dust. Freezer jam or freezer salsa is a good place to start where you can use small amounts of food. You don't have to go out and buy a bushel of green beans to process your green beans. Make sure it's fun and take pride in what you've done.
Some of the other divisions that I think are very exciting, you know, you have crafts, you have clothing, you also have photography, which is youth only. What are you looking for in that category?
Well, we've always had three themes with the photography: people, places, and animals. Each year, I am absolutely amazed at how well the kids get those themes.
When it comes to the youth, ages are 6 to 18.
The first division is Youth A, which is 6 to 11, and then Youth B, which is the 12 to 18-year-olds.
And as 18 and older, you can enter as an adult at 18 or the very tail end of the youth at 18.
Right. That way you have to kind of decide which way you want to go. Do you want to compete as an adult or do you want to compete still as a youth?
There are divisions that are for youth only. That would be the Legos and the photography. But can the youth also participate in all of the adult areas?
Absolutely, yes. The youth divisions are exactly the same with the exception of the Legos and the photography. Otherwise, they are in all the same categories as the adults. Because we do want to encourage youth entries, not only do they also compete for the first, second, and third place ribbons, every child receives a participant ribbon at the Hamilton County Fair.
The deadline for mailed-in applications, it has to be postmarked by September 16th, and the online registration deadline is September 20th. So you have to be pre-registered to enter something in the county fair. You can learn more about canning classes with the Extension Office by calling 423-855-6113. Information on the Hamilton County Fair can be found online at hamiltontn.gov. For WUTC's Around and About, this is Rabbit.